This episode of Apple at Work is sponsored by Muzzle. Deploying, managing, and protecting Apple devices at work shouldn't be difficult or require several solutions. Muzzle is the only Apple unified platform for business. By combining enhanced device management, endpoint security, internet privacy and security, single sign-on, and enhanced app management into a single Apple-only platform, businesses can now easily and automatically deploy, manage, protect their Apple devices automatically with one solution at an affordable price. With a solution for every business size and the best support in the market, start a free 30-day trial and see firsthand why Muzzle is more than an Apple MDM. Muzzle is everything you need to work with Apple. To learn more, visit business.mozle.com. That's business.mozle.com. Thanks to Mozle for sponsoring Apple at Work this week.
Welcome to Apple at Work, the podcast all about Apple and the enterprise. My name is Bradley Chambers, your host as always. This week we have first-time guests on the show. We've got Dan from MacPaw. Dan, welcome to Apple at Work.
Thanks for having me. Thank you for having me, Bradley. I really appreciate it and looking forward to it. So thank you.
So to kick off the show, can you give us an overview of what role you play at Clean My Mac on the business team?
Yeah, so I'm actually the director of B2B strategy at MacPaw, and basically I'm kind of overseeing the strategy of the B2B team. It's really exciting. There's a lot going on, as I'm sure you're aware, and I've only been in this role for 6-7 weeks now. But absolutely loving it and having a great time and, yeah, just getting stuck in.
One of the recent announcements you all came out with is landing on the Jamf marketplace. And, talk about why, what benefit that brings for Jamf customers and really the strategy behind, getting on that marketplace for easier deployments.
Yeah, I mean, it's no secret, but Jamf is one of the world leaders in, MDM solutions. Their network is, vast and extensive. But actually, above all of that, one thing that we really enjoy about Jamf is that they put the customers at the heart of their product. They solve those problems. They, really want to make their customers' life better. And those are the kind of the companies we want to partner with. Those are the companies that we know can accelerate, Clean My Mac business as well. And it was one of those where it just seemed like a bit of a no-brainer. The value that we can provide to customers, through better upkeep, through better productivity, through better insight, etc. Plus Jamf's kind of, position in the market, their extensive kind of customer understanding. We really think that this is a partnership that can actually accelerate not just, MacPaw, not just, Jamf, but also, their users kind of for their IT needs as well. So we're really excited to be kind of partnering with them on this.
Well, and something I've said in recent podcasts and recent articles is that, I think there was this like misnomer 10 years ago that like really all you need to make your Apple fleet work at work is a really good device management solution. And like, while that's like obviously the baseline, there's a lot more to having a successful Apple deployment. I don't even think we could even say like, oh, there are failures of Apple deployments today because, I said on a recent show, there was a survey that came out that Apple devices make up 63% of their endpoints. So like you've got to figure out a way to deploy to make it work. But there's more to having a successful, IT infrastructure with Apple products than just device management. There's obviously like endpoint monitoring, there's malware detection, there's device maintenance. There's things that, I'm a big fan personally of the Clean My Mac app. There's, just even things from like helping to delete, bundles that are too big that have, development languages you don't need, or thinning out Time Machine screenshots. There's a lot of just really useful maintenance tech, tools that are built in there. So it's really just having a device management solution isn't enough today. Now for y'all's customers on the B2B market, what are they doing with Clean My Mac? What's been the tipping point on like, hey, we actually need this tool. We need more than just device management to make this work. And is your business community, is it SMB? Is it the mid-market? Is it the enterprise? Where do you guys, really find that customers really find success with your products?
Yeah, I mean, great questions all around and great comments, honestly. So let me rewind a little bit. One, you're 100% right. Having, an MDM solution now, like, don't get me wrong, a lot of companies are very happy with that. But if you want to get the most out of basically the hardware you have, the most security, the most kind of productivity, the most kind of cleanliness of your device, you're going to need more than just an MDM. And I think that's where Clean My Mac business really comes into play, you know, from the integrated malware, you know, through Moonlock, et cetera, through kind of our, you know, cleaning up, as you mentioned, you know, files and stuff. Like, we just have that edge. We have that experience. I mean, what, 17 years of experience in it? So we have a lot of that. And that, what we've noticed with customers is what really resonates. They really actually appreciate just the simple, easy to use aspect of it. It's a, it just works. And then where are we in the market? Like, we've actually had a, been a really interesting year. We've kind of got really good validation now in the SMB market. We're growing rapidly there. And we actually now also see, like, you know, we've had competitors come, not competitors, but we've had businesses come to us and say, hey, we know our competitors using this and we want to use it as well. And don't get me wrong, like, there's a thousand reasons to use us. And if that's one of the reasons too, that's awesome. But it's also, I think, evidence now that people are starting to recognize the value that we're bringing. And then you combine that now with a few more like enterprise features that we've got in the, you know, in the works. We're starting to kind of look more in that mid-market. And it's, you know, there's a lot of work to do. There's, you know, it's a whole different ball game. But our bread and butter is really the SMB. And, you know, that's where we've been working. That's what we're still working on. And we're really excited for where that's going to go.
Now, for your, you know, customers on the business plan, Clean My Mac business, there, you know, is it where individuals are then using the app directly? Is there for the IT side a way to basically like take the Clean My Mac experience and then manage your entire fleet remotely? How does that work from an IT?
Going back to your first thing, we do have a few individuals who use our Clean My Mac business, kind of more like, you know, for a variety of their devices, but predominantly we are, you know, B2B here. And what they really do is, you know, at the moment, you know, they have to kind of deploy this to every device, but one of the products we actually have coming out will allow them to zero touch deployment. So it just becomes a far better solution for IT admins. One of the big things we really focus on is, like, I know it sounds cliche in every company, you know, I was listening to some of your podcasts, every company says this, you know, we really listen to our customers. But one of the things I've been doing is trying to speak to a customer or two every single day since I first started, just to really understand what is going on. You know, if people want to email me with their problems, please do. And that's one of the things that people have been, you know, oh, I'm finding it difficult to roll this out, or, you know, I want to roll it out to X many more devices, but it's a bit of a pain. And, you know, how do we do this? And we go and figure it out. Like, we're here to basically solve problems for our customers. And that's what we're really focusing on.
Well, going back to what I said at the beginning, it's got to be apps like this come in a nice spot, because there's still, again, as great as the Mac is today, there are still things, just basic maintenance that makes them, your Mac run better. Again, you know, removing unused apps, like, you know, having the ability to kind of clean your logs and clean those caches and empty up, free up, bring up hard drive space, again, thinning out Time Machine. Certainly if you're somebody that's like working with very large files, your Time Machine backups can almost, you know, those local Time Machine backups can almost become debilitating to your storage situation. If you've got, say, 512 gigabyte storage, you're working with a lot of, you know, 50, 60 gigabyte files at a time, your local backups can be, you know, pretty difficult to deal with. And the Mac, as good as it is, it can kind of struggle to thin those out on its own. You can kind of get in this weird situation where you're like super low in the Mac, but the Mac hasn't done its thing to thin them out. And being able to do that yourself is really, really great. And again, there's obviously malware detection. So if you're, you know, maybe in a situation where you don't want, like, you know, full blown EDR solution, but you just want something to be able to, like, you know, have your Mac scan, it's a, you know, great option here. What does it look like, you know, for someone that's deploying it alongside their device management system?
Yeah, great question. So at the moment, you know, you come to our website and sign up. Once you've signed up, you know, we give you access. And then at the moment, you know, customers do kind of have to install this onto their, you know, device, et cetera, which can get a little cumbersome, but that's one of the reasons we're rolling out zero deployment very quickly. So in the very near future, as an IT admin, you'll come, you'll sign up, you'll enter everyone's email addresses, you know, it'll be deployed automatically to their device, and it'll just be like an MDM solution. The user will never know, but the IT admin will have all of the benefit of having that. So we recognize that, you know, we can definitely kind of be a little more cohesive versus kind of a little, we're still sometimes a little more on the manual side. But again, we've only been around for, 10 months in this situation. So it's one of those things that we wanted to get out, test the market. We got the feedback and that's what we're working on now.
Well, I think it makes a lot of sense. You get, an MVP of the product out, you talk to customers, see what they're wanting. So that way you don't spend a ton of time building, really solving problems that they don't have. But again, this makes a lot of sense alongside your device management system, just for that more fine tuning, of the Mac experience. Now, what was the process, from getting on the Jamf marketplace? Is that something you were hearing from your customers? Like, hey, we want this to be easier to buy. We want this to be easier to get access to. What was the driving force for moving into this Jamf marketplace?
Yeah, I mean, there was a few things. I mean, the first one was, I'll be honest, like the real reason we actually went after it is we had customers basically reach out saying, hey, we're a Jamf customer. We don't want basically like, some of the features you have, but we want the productivity aspect of it. We want like the hygiene aspect of it, but it's really hard to deploy. So we just always want to make our, customers' lives as easy as possible. IT admins have 1,000 things on their plate. We don't want them to be worried about our installation or anything like that. And then the second one as well is like, this is a huge opportunity, selfishly from a business where we can actually, roll out a lot easier. It kind of plays into that zero touch deployment and it just really made sense. These guys have a wealth of knowledge. We're learning from Jamf. I hope that they're also learning from us. And, there's just a ton of opportunity and that's what we want to explore. At the end of the day, we're only going to do something if it makes sense for our customers and the problems that we can solve for them. If it doesn't, then we'll move on to the next thing.
Well, Dan, again, I'm a big fan of making it easier for IT people to deploy your products. And so this has been, enjoy chatting with you. Again, I'm a big fan of what MacPaul has done. It's some incredible products over the years that I think have really, made my Mac run better. And I know, millions and millions of people as well. And I think moving this to the business side makes a ton of sense. I think that, the roadmap of the remote monitoring is going to be great for IT teams. And then again, you can just better fine tune the Mac. It's not that your Mac's going to break without it, but I think especially on the SMB side, it just has that fine tuning and just gives it that little bit of performance boost and just gets ahead of just some, hey, my Mac is acting weird sort of situations. It really kind of takes the pain out of that and takes the guesswork out of that. So thanks everybody for listening this week and we'll talk to you next time.